Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Brendan Tierney.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
What's going on, everybody? 10:02 on The Fan. It is Brendan Tierney with you. You know, I got to be honest with you. I know what the Mets are doing. I think we all know what the Mets are doing. The Mets are dismantling. The Mets are reassessing. The Mets are rebuilding. The Mets are, you know, restructuring. I'm very confused as to what the Yankees are doing, or maybe specifically what the Yankees are not doing. You know, it hit me last night, and you've seen a lot of the articles. You've heard a lot of the conversations, the baseball people that you guys trust and that I certainly trust as well, the well-sourced people in the industry. You start to hear the Yankees connected to a lot of pitchers, whether it's Amai, whether it's Michael King, some other. And that's kind of been out there for a little bit. And every time I've heard that, I've been like, pitching? What? Make sure you get Bellinger, you know, go out, get another stick, like pitching. Now, I don't know that you really need pitching, understanding even then that the Yankees have some issues at the top of the rotation. Well, I got to tell you, the more I thought about this, and it really crystallized for me last night, I don't know if the Yankees are getting Bellinger back. I really don't know. There's been this assumption, yeah, the Mets will come knocking, the Dodgers will come knocking, but at the end of the day, his dad won championships here. He loves playing with Judge. He loves the pinch runs, which, by the way, I believe. I definitely believe that. But I also believe that somebody, and I hope I'm wrong, but I do believe this today and last night, that somebody is going to come with a contract that the Yankees deem reckless, and they are not going to match, and Bellinger is going to be somewhere else, okay? And if that's the case, I mean, geez, if they don't want to give these 7 years, which I also do understand for baseball reasons, I do. If they don't want to go seven, let alone eight, which they're definitely not doing that. And nobody should go eight for Bellinger. He's not worth that. But if they don't go seven and he bounces, well, then you know that they're not going eight or nine for Kyle Tucker. Like, you already know that, right? So I'm thinking about this, and my focus has shifted now. Rather than what was the initial thought going into the offseason, hey, let's retool, let's retweak, and let's turn a good Yankee team into a World Series champion team, right? My mindset now is, hey, you know, let's do some stuff to make sure the Yankees don't drown in April or May. Because the circumstances the Yankees are looking at, and this is actually very worrisome, let's say that they don't get Bellinger, all right? Let's just assume for this conversation, he ain't here. Well, this, in all probability, will be the Yankee opening day lineup. Rice at, I'm not going to give you the actual batting order. I'll just go around the horn. Rice at first, Jazz at second, Caballero at short until Volpe gets back. And even when Volpe gets back, there's no guarantee that he's going to assume the job if Caballero's playing well. McMahon at third, Dominguez or Jones in the left field, Grisham in center, Aaron Judge in right field, Giancarlo Stanton the DH if he gets out of spring training and he can walk. I mean, of all those players, how many of those guys are truly, I mean, there's only one elite player there, obviously, but how many, like, are so desirable for other teams where they're like, oh, I got to have this guy. I mean, his frontline starters. The answer, and no disrespect, but the answer is very few. I mean, I love Rice, but he's not there yet. You know, Jazz puts up numbers, but I think they're a little hollow. I think he's sloppy. You know, Caballero, myself, I like the addition, but I think the more he plays, the more he's going to get exposed. You know, I've actually talked to Aaron Boone about this with McMahon. And then I saw the article, you know, what he said at the winter meetings, where they think they can unlock some stuff in Ryan McMahon's bat. All right, that sounds good. And I'm not saying that they can. That sounds good in January or December, or when you first get to spring training and he's, you know, ripping bullets in the batting cage. Guy strikes out a ton. I mean, he's a strikeout machine and a relatively low average guy, and he's been playing for 7 years. I don't know that there's going to be some radical transformation for Ryan McMahon. Then you get to the outfield. All right, Dominguez, who is he? Don't know. Jones, who is he? Don't know. I didn't even want Grisham back in center. Judge is the man. Stanton is what he is. So as I look at this, and I don't think enough of you are viewing the Yankees this way. I think still too many of you are a little delusional. Well, do this, do that. Boom, Yankees win 100 games. Boom, Yankees get back in the World Series. Boom, Yankees win the World Series for the first time since 09. I am more concerned with not drowning in April and May because a lot of their pitchers are not healthy. And I don't think it's highly probable that the Yankees are like, I'm just throwing out some horrendous, God, the WFAN, minus me, will be absolutely insane if the Yankees were like 11-19. And I'm not really forecasting that. But with the lackluster lineup, assuming Bellinger's not back, and a rotation to start of Fried, Schlittler, Heel, Warren, and Yarbrough, between Toronto, who might get Tucker and is already better, the Orioles, who already got Pete and now we're going to start getting some pitching, and the Red Sox, who are done messing around and already were a playoff team a year ago, you tell me that the prospects of a tough Yankee start aren't there? They're absolutely there. So what I am now reconfiguring how I want to build this team. Go out and get pitching. Go out there and get a surplus of arms, whether it's trading for Peralta. Beat the Mets to it, you know? Whether it's signing Michael King. Beat whomever to it, including all three teams in your division. I actually think as Rodon, who should be back by early May, Cole, who should be back by May, you know, but when is he really Garrett Cole? I don't know. And then obviously Schmidt's the end of the summer. I mean, those are a lot of starts to navigate. And I love Fried and I love Schlittler, but Schlittler now second time around the league. Heel, last time we saw him in the postseason, he was awful. He was ripped. I like Warren, but, you know, back of the rotation guy. And, all right, Yarbrough's fine if your offense is cranking out a lot of runs. Like, I think there should be a complete reset and recalibration in your minds because I believe the Yankees have already reset and recalibrated their minds. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT on the fan. Let's get to the calls here. Now, this is not all gloom and doom. Don't get me wrong. It's not. It's a practical route to remain competitive and afloat while the other pieces are on the mend and get back to the mound. Because if the Yankees aren't careful, and let's just say what we saw against Toronto with Heel is kind of who he's becoming. I don't know. Let's just say Warren doesn't take a step forward. Let's just say, I don't think this will happen, that the league...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
He catches up to Schlittler. I think he's an absolute beast, so I don't want to be overly negative here. But he's still a young kid. There's going to be bumps. You never know. And, you know, Max Fried threw the most innings he's ever thrown in his life last year. Is there any residual, you know, taxing this year? If there is, well, then the pitching, which on paper, in all, like in totality, whenever they're fully right, is going to be one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. I'm comfortable saying that. But in the interim, as they navigate the Rodon, Cole, and certainly Schmidt to a lesser extent stuff, you're trotting out a lineup right now that could be without Bellinger that has a lot of holes. You want to mess around with that? You want to mess around and risk being, I don't know, I'm just throwing stuff out, seven games out at the end of April? That's not possible. Like, if you think, I actually think that Toronto's in the middle of trying to transform themselves into the East Coast, you know, Canadian version of the Dodgers. I think they're going full bore. I think they're going after Tucker. I know they're going after another arm. They've already made some moves in that rotation. They're not messing around. You know, you think Pete's going to hit 40 home runs for the Orioles? Probably. And I think the Red Sox are young, are electric, and are interesting. So get an Amai. Get a Michael King. And, well, what happens if you get those guys and then, you know, Rodon is eventually healthy and Garrett Cole's healthy? You got too many arms. Can never have too many arms. Put Michael King in the in the bullpen. There's always a way to figure this out. That's the plan. Because for the first time, like I've always kind of known, and I've said this with Sal, they're not going after Tucker. It's a pipe dream. But I've always assumed that Bellinger was coming back. Guess what? I'm no longer assuming that. I do not think that the Yankees will go the extra mile to get him. And I'm very worried that somebody will. 888-808-1019. BT here on The Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. First up, Thomas Yonkers on The Fan. Tommy boy, what's going on? Thomas. All right, this is... I mean, come on. Hey, Frank's in Syosset. What happened, Frankie? Go ahead.
Yeah, going to miss you, BT.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you, BT. I've seen enough of Dominguez. I think that, my personal opinion, I'd rather see Rice behind the plate. I think he has more of a bat than Wells.
I agree with that.
I think they should go after a legitimate first baseman. And you know, Ricky Ricardo fills in sometimes, and I love Ricky.
I love Ricky. He's awesome. Great dude.
Great guy. And he treats the callers great. And he had a reporter on his show a few weeks back that covers the Yankees on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter said that they're going out for a bullpen arm.
Okay.
Not even a starter.
Yeah, I'm certainly not here to refute, and thank you for the call there, Frank, to refute others' reports. I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. And what I'm hearing is that the Yankees might not go the extra mile for Bellinger. So if that's the case, I don't think there's another move out there, you know, with the versatility, with the defense, with some pop, with some lineup presence, with some wheels that the Yankees could get, plug in, and replicate what Bellinger did a year ago. So rather than get a dime store version of Bellinger, and I don't think there's anybody out there, even a dime store version, because he does everything well, I would almost rather say, you know what? Let's just load up on the arms and, you know, hope Dominguez takes a massive step. I'm not saying this is the absolute winning plan. I'm just giving you an alternate plan. By the way, Ricky Ricardo, I love that guy. So not this past season. It was 2 years ago. When did I do the Yankees game? Yeah, 2 years ago, right? Though 2 summers ago. So, I mean, obviously I've been to a million games and I've called a million games for different sports. Never called the Yankee game. It was an incredible thrill. It was awesome. And Ricky really showed me the ropes. Hey, by the way, maybe I'll get more Yankee games. I got some time. You know, I mean, Hey, Hal, stop yelling at you. You know? No, but Ricky, like, even just sitting down having dinner with Ricky, I remember sitting with Emmanuel, two or three of us, and Ricky was telling stories from his early radio days in Miami that I can't possibly get into now. He is a lunatic and a warm-hearted, very welcoming, great guy. So that last caller's assessment of Ricky was spot on. Great dude. John's in Danbury, Connecticut. What's going on, John? How are you?
Good, BT. Thanks for taking the call, man. I always appreciate your baseball takes. You know, I think the Yankees are stuck in this mindset, and I really am afraid that it's the future mindset going forward of we're good enough, and they put a lot of hope into a lot of these players. And I think that's fine up to a certain extent. If you have two, maybe three of those guys, a bench player that you're like, you know, we're hoping this guy takes a big step forward this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to unlock this with their bat. But I feel like that's half or two-thirds of the lineup now. Yeah, you have a sure thing in Judge. You know what Giancarlo is if we bring Bellinger back. But the rest of it, it's like, you know, Jazz is Jazz. He's going to bat, you know, 225, maybe 250 on a good year. He's going to have a ton of strikeouts. To your point, you have McMahon who goes up to bat. He's a strikeout machine. Like, I'm not confident. You know, I do think Grisham if he changes his approach to be like a Gardner type where he battles at the plate and he's, you know, 10 pitches into
he's never going to change. No, I mean, John, I wish, but that's not going to happen. If anything, he's going to go for more power. That's never going to happen. He's not going to change his approach.
But then we're stuck in this mindset of feast or famine. And, yep. You know, when Judge isn't hitting, then we're going to sit there and saying, hey, we're going to be losing these, you know, 2-0, 2-1 ball games if we have good pitching and if they're healthy. Yeah. You know, it makes me nervous, the mindset that Cashman and Steinbrenner have of, you know, tightening the belt and making sure that the budget's, you know, lean and we got to really squeeze everything out. And Cashman's been pretty good at that throughout his career, but I think it's getting to an extreme where, you know, the MLB is changing. You're starting to see, you know, what the Dodgers are doing. You're starting to see what the Mets are doing. And it's a different world out there. And I think Steinbrenner's going to have to realize that in the next 5 to 7 years that maybe this isn't for him and maybe he needs to take a step back and sell more of his stake. I'm not saying just
well,
yet.
Well, he's not going to do that, John. John, that's where you lose me. Why would he sell? Why? Why would he sell? They're incredible. They're as profitable as anybody. Their valuation was the number one in the sport. I mean, I'd have to double check. I believe the Yankees have a higher valuation than the Cowboys. I'd have to double check that. You know what's interesting thing about this, though? Like, for years, I'm going back in the day. Back in the day, the Yankees bench was unbelievable. I mean, again, I'm going back to back in the day, dynasty back in the days. Like, Chili Davis coming off the bench and Ruben Sierra coming off the bench and, you know, Leyritz coming off the bench and, you know, even some other guys, rotational pieces, a Spencer, a Ricky LeDay. You know the names, right? It's amazing. But then they also had amazing frontline players as well, and that's why they were a dynasty. Everywhere was pretty much either, you know, an elite pitcher or an elite hitter, you know, with multi-tools. Then they kind of morphed into, they had a couple of big names, but their bench became very weak over the years, which was why, it's almost like they ignored it, which is why I was very, I mean, excited is a bit strong, but certainly I was down with the move for Rosario, the move for Caballero, like to give the manager some versatility. And I like that Rosario's back. I like that Caballero's here. I like that Oswaldo Cabrera. He's never going to be a great hitter, but, you know, he's a great clubhouse guy. He's young, can play a couple. He's a very good fielder, can play a couple spots. The irony here is that as the Yankees' bench is strengthening, it's almost like too many of the position spots are weakening. And, is that by design? Is that because maybe just some of the young players haven't popped to the degree that they thought that they would? Is it maybe a little bit of both? I don't know. But, like, I'm not messing around. Like, I'm not going into this season if they don't get Bellinger, and I can't wait around and run the risk of him coming back to me just because he loves me. Like, I got to be proactive, and I'm getting a pitcher in the next week or so. I'm signing Michael King. I don't think that they would trade for Peralta, but I'd certainly pick up the phone and try to beat the Mets or somebody else to it. Like, you've got to think of multiple ways to be incredibly competitive. And notice how I'm not even saying multiple ways to be a World Series championship team, because right now I think the Yankees are far away from that. And my more pressing concern is being buried in April as Cole and Rodon and these guys come back if they don't have a surplus of arms, which without any additions, they won't. Jimmy's down in South Carolina. Jimmy's on the fan with BT. What's up, Jim?
Hey, BT, I just want to say I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big fan of yours, and we're going to miss you, you know?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hello?
Yes, I appreciate that, Jimmy. Thank you, pal.
Hey, BT, I was going to ask you, what do you think the Yankees will do this offseason? Do you think, I know the next year, do you think they're going to have a good team next year or a bad team next year? Like, what do you think of, like,
yeah,
who would you like to see the Yankees sign?
Yeah, well, I was just kind of running through that, Jim. I don't know how much of the start of the show you heard. If you missed anything, you could certainly rewind on the Free Odyssey app. But I appreciate you checking in from South Carolina. Thank you, man. Listen, I don't think under any circumstance the Yankees will be terrible unless, or even, you know, not good, unless, God forbid, something happened to Aaron Judge. But, no, you've got to build in some, you know, some checkpoints here. You know, it's easy to sit here in December and say, Rodon's going to get back, he'll be, you know, he'll be good. Cole's going to get back, he's going to be an absolute horse, and Schlittler's going to be a stud in year two, and he very well might, but I mean, there's a lot of variables, and when there's a lot of variables in the lineup, as there are, and there's some variables certainly in the rotation and the bullpen, well, that is not good in a division that is getting better and better and better. And by the way, more bold and more aggressive by the year with those other teams, really outside of Tampa. Eddie's on Long Island. Eddie, what's going on?
Yeah, BT, happy holidays. How you doing?
I'm good, Eddie. What's happening? Same to you, man.
I want to talk about, you know, the Yankees with their rebuild. I mean, I heard that Bellinger's going to sign Saturday. I read an article on my phone. I don't know how true that's going to be. I hope he does Saturday.
I mean, listen, also, Eddie, if it's on the phone, it's got to be true, buddy. Got to be true.
Yeah,
just like the Aaron Judge. Yeah, Aaron Judge should be in San Francisco in year three of a contract if all that stuff is true.
Also, I heard they want to sign Verlander because Verlander is not starting the season.
Come on. No.
Also, get McMahon. I mean, they need defense. You got to remember Toronto in the World Series, 9 straight playoff games without an error. They had. And also, their 7, 8, 9 batters batted better than any lineup they put out there,
Eddie,
for the World Series.
Eddie.
So they got to shore up the bottom of their lineup.
Eddie, they got a lot to do, Eddie boy. Thanks for the call, Eddie. I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you as well. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of work. Like, I've said a lot in the first 20 minutes. Let me boil it down to basically one point. Like, if the Yankees don't have a good couple of weeks here, Yankees might not be a playoff team next year. I know that sounds ludicrous in the world of the wild card and the extra wild card and, the Yankee aura, you know, and the Yankee belief, which, you know, has obviously wavered over the years because they haven't won in a long time. But the Yankees always give their fans a good team and a chance and hope. And they're still going to have that going into the season. But it might be a lot more fleeting than we've seen in a while. If things don't work out with the pitchers getting healthy, Bellinger skips out, which I'm a little worried that he might, and they don't do anything else. They have got to think about trying to win a different way. And I actually think that they are. That's why they're connected to some of these pitchers. Now, by the way, some of that is, you know, agents getting the Yankees involved as well. Don't be an idiot. If you're Agent X representing Pitcher Y, what do? You get the Mets involved because Cohen's got money. You get the Yankees involved because they're the Yankees. You get the Dodgers involved. You get the Phillies involved. You get the big spending teams involved, right? But I believe there's some truth to this. I believe the Yankees are thinking about and exploring a different route to trying to win. 888-808-1019 BT on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.